The Palestinian Authority has rejected a Peace to Prosperity workshop announced by the Trump administration as part of its plan to end the Israel-Palestine conflict. The White House says the United States Treasury Secretary will meet business leaders and regional finance ministers in Bahrain next month to discuss the economic development of the Palestinian territories. The meeting won't deal with the thorny political issues of borders, refugees, Jerusalem or Jewish settlements, with the US saying that part of its plan will be released later. Middle East correspondent Eric Torchek reports.
The first part of the Trump administration's deal of the century has been announced, a Peace to Prosperity workshop in the small Gulf state of Bahrain between the US Treasury Secretary, business leaders and regional finance ministers to discuss economic development and investment in the Palestinian territories. Businessman Ashraf Jabri is one of the Palestinians who've been invited. Any participation in any economic conference in the world is a positive message, he says. My main goal in this is to develop and to improve the Palestinian economy by any means. Mr. Jabri, who's part of a West Bank business promotion group that includes Jewish settlers, says Palestinian leaders need to accept that their people need jobs and economic development. There are 200,000 Palestinians entering Israel for work every day, he says. There are 18,000 Palestinians working in the West Bank settlements, in factories and industrial areas. Other Palestinian business figures have declined invitations or ruled out attending the workshop. Sam Bahour is a Palestinian-American business consultant based in the West Bank.
We cannot build an economy without Israel's boot of occupation getting off of our neck. And no one, especially this Trump administration, is talking about an Israeli military occupation that has installed itself on top of us for the last 50 years, including on top of all of our economic assets.
Palestinian political leaders say they weren't consulted about the workshop and have ruled out attending. They've been refusing to speak to the White House since it recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital in late 2017. The US has since stopped funding aid projects in the West Bank and the United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees. It also closed the Palestinian diplomatic mission in Washington. Sam Bahour says the United States is trying to bribe Palestinians before it releases the unpalatable political elements of its peace plan.
When you try to present an economic package and pretend like there's going to be some wow in the next few months politically, this is economic blackmail.
The Israeli government is yet to say whether it will send a delegation to the workshop or make any comment about the plan. From Jerusalem, this is Eric Torchek reporting for AM.